Well, first I'd like to thank Purpose Event for giving me the opportunity to talk today. Obviously the first part of this was with a guy called John Smith, who is the IT manager at a school in the Yorkshire Dales, and he's done various things, conferences and wrote for various things. And so this is just my follow-on from that, just to talk about what I feel is... what I feel is how we should educate children in the future. Now, I'm going to take it from a slightly different angle than John, in my respect, is I think we have to not look at the technology behind it as such, in my view, which is quite ironic coming from an education technologist, but to me, the main thing is to break down some of the barriers that are involved in education. Time and time again, we hear people have problems with the current education system because there's barriers put in the way, whether it be the student doesn't learn in the traditional way that is expected of them, or the opposite. They learn too quickly, you know, gifted and talented students. We all know the old age adage of gifted and talented students playing up because, you know, the work is too easy for them. So it's breaking down those barriers, which mean that people fail at education. And also realising, the main thing is, and I think this is one of the overriding themes that's come out of Purpose Ed, is the fact that education doesn't happen at school. It happens all around us. School is a big part. The traditional education centre is a big part. But the important part is the education that happens at home in the family. Something which, with a young son, that has started to hit home, and especially considering now he's about to join the traditional education system of school in September. So, what do we need to do now to start breaking down the barriers? I think we need to start breaking down the barriers by offering freedom, in my opinion. Both freedom to the student to learn, to expand their knowledge, and to learn at a rate, you know, we're always talking about personalised learning and the personalised learning agenda, but to learn at their own pace. But also the freedom for staff, whether that be teaching, support staff, associate staff, whatever you want to call them, to give them the freedom to be able to get on with teaching students and to not be defined and bound by some arbitrary system. If we start doing the freedom now, start giving staff and students freedom to learn, freedom to teach, freedom to express themselves in the education, then I think we will then start to break down those barriers to learning which all too many students seem to have. Unfortunately, like most things, you could carry on for hours and hours on this topic, you know, the 500 words that Purpose Ed has started off with, you know, just highlighting how long you can go on about this again. Unfortunately, I've only got about 53 seconds, according to this nice app from Audioboo. So, I think I'd like to thank John Smith, who you heard in the first part, but I think it's the overall theme for me of all, when it comes to the future education, is providing freedom. Providing freedom and to break down those barriers. And if you wonder what the sound in the background was, I'm actually doing this while ironing, so if you hear hissings of sound, I do apologise.